This is Elaine Barr with the American Indian Law Update. The state of Washington legislature has approved a bill that would provide a means with which Indian tribes within the state may obtain retrocession of any or all state criminal or civil jurisdiction granted to the state under Public Law 280. The state of Washington legislature has approved a bill that would provide a means with which Indian tribes within the state may obtain retrocession of any or all criminal or civil jurisdiction granted to the state under Public Law 280. Generally, states lack civil and criminal jurisdiction over Indians within Indian country. Conversely, states generally have jurisdiction over Indians outside of Indian country, unless a treaty or federal statute preempts state law. However, Public Law 280 required certain states to assert jurisdiction over Indian country. The federal law also gave certain states the option, without the consent of tribes located in the state, to assert jurisdiction over Indian country, and Washington was among these states. Washington began exercising civil and criminal jurisdiction through laws passed in the 1950s and 60s, and most of Indian country viewed this as an unwarranted action and an intrusion into their inherent sovereignty. The effort for the present bill in Washington state was led by the Yakima Nation. The current bill passed after the failure of a similar bill in 2011. After the first version failed, a task force was formed in the legislature to more deeply explore the issue of retrocession. There will be a lengthy process that the tribes, the state, and the federal government must participate in for retrocession to occur. The process begins with a tribal governing body submitting a resolution to the governor requesting retrocession. The state legislature must then make a non-binding recommendation to the governor, who may approve or deny the request. Assuming the governor approves the request, in order for the retrocession of Washington's authority to take place, the Secretary of Interior must consult with the United States Department of Justice before allowing retrocession of a state. At this point, the most heavy consideration of the Secretary of Interior and the Justice Department will be the distribution of law enforcement resources. If the Public Law 280 states are no longer asserting criminal jurisdiction over Indian country, then at least for the time being, it is the responsibility of the federal government and its law enforcement agencies to enforce federal law. Retrocession in any of the Public Law 280 states would increase the obligations of the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI. Despite these likely considerations for the Department of Justice and the Secretary of Interior, retrocession in Public Law 280 states is necessary. It will ultimately be a long process for tribes to regain their full civil and criminal jurisdictional capacities, but Washington is moving in the right direction. This has been Elaine Barr with the American Indian Law Update.
The American Indian Law Update is sponsored by the MSU Indigenous Law Program, the MSU Native American Institute, and the College of Arts and Letters, Center for Applied Inclusive Teaching and Learning in the Arts and Humanities. Wado Nagada.